It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is doing signs and wonders and miracles. Many people are getting saved, healed, delivered, and set free. If you see the number on your screen, please call that number and somebody will pray for you and your needs. As you know, we are studying about the final war and the Satan's destruction. We had two programs, but in these programs we are going to talk about the final war. In book of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, when the Bible students, when they read these two chapters, they believe that this is the war of Armageddon. But when I start reading the book of Revelation chapter 20 and start comparing with the book of Ezekiel chapter 28 verses 8 to 12, I find out that verses 8 to 12 in Ezekiel 28 describes the situation about the final war. Many people don't talk about the final war. I heard many scholars, they talk about the war of Armageddon. Even the secular people, they use the word Armageddon many times. But the final war is going to happen after the millennium. And when it's after the millennium, then you know Israeli people were living in safety. They will be living in safety. Because when we learned earlier that all the equipment of war, they are going to turn to the farming equipment. Not only that, in the end of the war and beginning of the millennium, all the war equipment remaining, they will be using for the fuel. So from that, the Word of God says there will be no war. Israeli people will not be learning war. They will be living in safety. Jesus Christ will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we will be there as a kings and priests. So that's a peaceful kingdom for 1,000 years. And so when I read Ezekiel chapter 38, it says here, after many days, or in the latter years. When you say after many days and latter years is the final years. And then it says the children of Israel, they will be living in safety and living in peace. That cannot happen before the millennium. When the time of Armageddon, all the wars and rumors of wars, Israeli people already have the nuclear weapons, and the Israeli people's armies are stronger than anyone else today. And if the war breaks out or the Armageddon start any time, you cannot say that they do not have the walls, or they don't have the gates, or they don't have any bars. But when you read in Ezekiel chapter 38 verse 10, this is Israeli people will be living in very safety. And when you read verse 11, Ezekiel chapter 38 verse 11, it says they will be not having war, they will be not having any walls, no gates, no bar. They will be living in safety. That only can happen after millennium. And you can imagine in the millennium there will be no war, people will be not learning war, and that time there will be prosperity. Israeli nation will be the one of the top nation in the world. And many nations might be jealous of Israel for that particular time. They are jealous right now. So you can imagine after the millennium, all the nations will be thinking, now these people are living in safety, there is a peace, no war around, and people are not learning wars, so this is a good time to go and attack them. But they were not able to attack because the devil is bound, the Satan is bound. We read in a book of Revelation chapter 20, if you start reading from verses 1 to 3, the word of God says, the angel will come from heaven. This angel is not ordinary angel. This is a great angel. He has the key of the bottomless pit. Not only that, he is a strong one and he brings the great chain. And then the word of God says he get hold of that Satan, which is called dragon or the serpent or the devil or Satan. And then he binds him and puts him in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years and put the seal on that bottomless pit, and he will be there for 1,000 years. That's why in the millennium there is no war, people are not doing any evil things, because the Satan who gives the evil ideas and he gives the evil mind, he will be bound for 1,000 years. That's what the Ezekiel we read, these people will be living in safety. And that's why they want to come and attack the Israel when they will be helpless, they will be thinking. But they won't be helpless. Why? Because the saints will be there. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, will be there. He already defeated the devil, Antichrist, false prophet in the time of Armageddon. And as we read a few minutes ago, the Satan will be bound for 1,000 years, so they will be peaceful kingdom. So from that, if you studying the book of Ezekiel and you thinking 39 and 38 is the same war, and that's the war of Armageddon, because people are just studying and do not pay attention in the Revelation, the Ezekiel chapter 38 verses 8 and 9. And they just think about the war and people are gathered to make a war. But it says in Ezekiel the timing, latter days or the latter years. So that is the final days of the world system. All the world's kingdom will be destroyed at that particular time. Because they are coming in a unity, thinking that they are going to have war with Israel. And then the word of God says in Revelation chapter 20 verse 7, when the 1,000 years expires, Satan must be loosed for a while. Now when I read this, 1,000 years expired, that means there is a timing. Many people are thinking the millennium, and after the millennium, the kingdom will be continuously on this earth. Then there is no reason to say the 1,000 years expires. That means if you have a license for 5 years, and 5 years finishes, the license is expired. You cannot use that license. The same way when the 1,000 years are given for 1,000 years from the millennium time or peaceful kingdom on earth for 1,000 years, that 1,000 years has to be expired. And he says when the 1,000 years expires, God says then we are going to release the Satan, and he says he must be released. That means there is no other way. He has to be released. Now people might be thinking, why God has to release this Satan again? Because now we have the peaceful kingdom for 1,000 years. Devil is bound. Nobody's doing sinful activities. Peaceful kingdom is happening. Why the Satan has to be released? But there is a reason. Because in millennium, they will be sinners. And the word of God says the sinners will live for 100 years. But the godly people will live forever. So what happens? All those people called sinners, but they are living for 100 years. Now those people, they have to make a decision to follow Christ or follow the Satan. But as soon as the Satan will be released after 1,000 years, the Satan goes and try to corrupt their mind, corrupt their heart, and they will be doing the same thing again. And this time the word of God says that what the Satan does, he goes and deceives the nations. That is in Revelation chapter 20 verse 8. Satan will deceive many nations and gather them like a Gog and Magog for the final war. And so the devil is a deceiver. He deceived Adam and destroyed their life. Now the word of God says when he will be released, he will be going and deceiving nations. The first nation he is deceiving like a Gog and Magog. That's the nation called, the Russia. I'm sorry, the word didn't come on my mind. The Russia is called Gog and Magog. So the Russian people will be looking at Israeli people and thinking these people are prosperous. These people are living happily and joyful and peacefully, safety, and they are resting. There is no war. They have no war's weapon anymore. They are not learning war anymore. And they will be easy target. Because the word of God says the devil will deceive them. Not only that, they put the evil thoughts in their mind. We read it in a book of Ezekiel chapter 38. He will put the evil thoughts in the nations. And so that thought will come in their mind, let's go now. Israeli people living in safety, they have no protection. The walls are not there. There is no more walls, or there is no more gates, or no more bars, and no more military. So this is an easy target. Not only that, at that particular time, Israeli people will be very prosperous. And so they will have silver, they will have gold, they will have different kinds of material, and so much treasure. So these people will be tempted. Ezekiel chapter 38 verse 12, it says they will come to gather the different kinds of goods and treasures. So they're thinking this is easy target. And they are going to come in unity and togetherness. And who is doing this? The devil is inspiring them. Now, if you remember, in the time of tribulation, he had helpers. Antichrist was a man, but he was possessed by demon. And false prophet also was a man, and he was possessed by demon. And they worked together. As we know, that Revelation chapter 16, three evil spirit comes out of their mouth and they go and bring the people for the battle. That was the battle of Armageddon. But in this last war, Satan goes alone. But he's capable to go alone and destroy their mind, make their mind evil, give them evil ideas, give them evil thoughts. And when people look at other people's prosperity and they want their prosperity, they want their goods, this is the works of the devil. Because the word of God says devil is a liar, deceiver, he's a thief, and he's a destroyer, and he's destroying people from the beginning. Today we see if somebody's living in prosperity and they have lots of goods and things like that, the evil people jealous and they want to steal and kill and destroy. This is all because of their friendly with Satan or their Satan's agents. So here we see the word of God says that Satan will deceive many nations, and especially Gog and Magog, that's Russia. And Russian people has so many allies in Muslim people as well as other nations. They will come. They will come with him, and they want to attack the Israeli people when they are living in safety. And if you read in Revelation chapter 20 verse 9, the word of God says, these people, the godly people living in Israel in safety, not only that, they will be saints of God, and Jesus Christ will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So all these people coming there, and the word of God says in book of Revelation chapter 20 verse 8, this enemy will come like a sea of the sand. That means so many enemy will come, you cannot even count them. They will come like a flood. They will come all over, and they will be camping around the beloved city, or they are camping around the Israeli people as well as the saints of God. And so at that time, people might be thinking, hey, Israeli people do not have army. They are not learning any weapon. They are not learning any war. They don't have any weapons. And their nuclear weapon they use already for fuel. So now this is a good idea to destroy them. But the word of God says in Revelation chapter 20 verse 10 that devil will be cast out from heaven. I'm sorry. The devil will be cast into the lake of fire. What happens? Because when he brings all these armies, the word of God says God will get hold of him and cast him into the lake of fire. That is Revelation chapter 20 verse 10. Now when he will cast into the lake of fire, the word of God says they will be already Antichrist and they will be already false prophet. And here the word of God is saying this lake of fire, not only fire, but fire and brimstone. And the word of God says they will be tormented days and night. Can you imagine this devil's fall or devil destruction has already come. And then what will happen to the other nations? The word of God says, Revelation chapter 20 verse 9, the fire comes from heaven. Means God is going to send the fire and destroy all the people who are surrounding the Israeli nations. So the fire will come from heaven. The people will be completely consumed with the fire, and the devil will be destroyed in the lake of fire. So that's the final battle or final war. Israeli people do not have to fight. The saints of God do not have to fight. Jesus Christ doesn't have to fight. Only God from heaven sends the fire and brimstone and consumes all the enemies, and the armies will be destroyed. From they coming from all over, from all the nations. The word of God says they are coming like a sea of the sand. But there is nothing to be afraid, because God will take care of them. So, dear friends, we learn this devil is very powerful, but he has no power against the children of God, or against God, or against Christ. He will be defeated. Today also, God has given us more power than the devil. Jesus Christ already said in Jesus Christ already said in St. John chapter 14 verse 12, I'm going to go to my Father, but whatever the miracles I did, you do also, and you do greater. So the children of God today, they are doing signs and wonders and miracles. They are casting out the devils. They are healing the sick. They are raising the dead. And many miracles are happening. Even the devil is loose now and he is doing all his work. But you can see in many nations, including China. China was not allowing the Bible to bring into their country. Today there are printing press in China. Russia also was not allowing people to get converted, but today there are so many people Christian in Russia. Even the Israeli people, they were not allowing people to go and evangelize or tell about Jesus. Today there are so many television stations and people are preaching about Jesus Christ and there is freedom. Muslim country, look at so many Muslim countries. Thousands of people getting saved every day. Even the devil is ruling today. He is called the king of this world. But God's power is greater than the devil. We see that 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. The word of God says the greater one lives in us than what is in the world. If you are just born again today, you have more power than the enemy. So you don't have to worry about enemy. The word of God says the enemy comes like a roaring lion. He's not a lion. He just acts like a lion. But we have the Lion of Judah. We are belong to Jesus Christ. We don't have to worry. He has given us power over the demonic forces. The devil should not be working in your mind. He should not be working in your heart. He should be under your feet. And God has already promised. If you are a children of God, then Jesus Christ is your head, we are his body, and Satan will be under our feet. We are great people. We are born again children of God. If you are not saved, you never gave your life to Jesus Christ. This is the golden opportunity because Jesus Christ is coming for his bride. We will be gone. We already learned the church will be not going through tribulation. After the tribulation, the millennium starts. After the millennium, the devil will be loose. But even the devil get loose and he goes and brings all kinds of nations, but they will not have any power. They will be coming like a fools to die. And when they camp around the beloved city and trying to destroy them, the word of God says the fire comes from heaven, consumes them. How many people? It says the people will be like a sand of the sea. Today is the golden opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Why are we struggling to get somebody's wealth, to get somebody's money, to get somebody's land, to get somebody's life? Why can't we live peaceably? There are so many nations fighting against each other. The people, their own people, Muslim people fighting with the Muslim, other nations fighting with other nations. We don't have to have this kind of trouble. Jesus Christ is coming to have a peaceful kingdom. I'm looking for that peaceful kingdom. But at the same time, I'm living today in peace. I'm not afraid of sickness and disease. I'm not afraid of wars. I'm not afraid of financial crisis because my source is Christ. Once you make Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, what the Word of God says, Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So God promised us, if you are a child of God, you will have no problem living in this world and you will be happy in a millennium. And we will be not in the tribulation. What a blessing. Not only that, we will be learning all of these people who were killed in the war, and the people who died from time of Adam until today, or even the millennium, those all people will be judged. But thank God, we don't have to go for judgment. St. John chapter 5 verse 24, he says, if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are passed from death unto life and no condemnation. Romans chapter 8 verse 1, he says, in Christ there is no condemnation. So there is a judgment is coming. But we don't have to be worried or afraid. If you gave your heart to Jesus Christ today, whatever the sin you committed secretly, they will be not revealed. Because in book of Hebrews chapter 8 as well as chapter 10, it says, once you confess your sins are forgiven, forgotten, there will be no record of your sin. So somebody did secret sin and you don't want to know anybody, just tell Jesus. Say, Jesus, please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me, deliver me, and set me free. I want to serve you. I don't want to serve devil. I am tired working for him. I am tired living in this world with a misery. I tried everything and everything failed. But Jesus never fails. Come to Jesus Christ. If you have sickness and disease and your doctor says there is no answer, we did everything, come to Jesus. He is the great physician. He is the great doctor. He can touch you. He can heal you. He can deliver you. He can set you free. I'm a living example. I'm living by faith. No sickness, no disease, no sorrow, no pain, and no medicine, no doctor. Living by faith. So I'm giving you a challenge. Please come and give your life to Jesus Christ. I'm going to pray for you. I believe that you're already convinced that you don't want to live in sin. Let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all the listeners. Bless them, supply their needs, protect them, and let them know God has started a good work and He's going to complete it. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. If you gave your heart to Jesus Christ, you might be the happiest person in the world. You should go to church and tell somebody, I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I do not want to live for Satan. I want to live for Jesus Christ. That is the happiest day will be in your life. Amen. God bless you.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.